Unit 20. How's the new job going? Section A. Dialogue.
Hello, Barney. How's the new job going?
Oh, it's a breeze. I choose my own teaching materials. The students are enthusiastic about learning, and I decide the lesson content. It's 180 degrees better compared with my previous job.
So nobody bothers you, huh?
That's right. They asked me to teach some LL classes, but I turned them down.
Oh, why?
Well, I've never taught LL classes before.
You should give it a chance. Once you get the hang of it, it's not too difficult.
I'll talk to my boss about it on Monday.
I think you should. Do you think I could get a job there?
Well, you've left it a little late this year, but I could put in a word for you.
Do the students give you any trouble?
No. Most of them are very pleasant. One of them did drop off during the lesson once, but she was probably just worn out from her part-time job. Poor girl.
Section D. Substitution Exercise.
Hi, Linda. I hear you've been transferred to the sales department. How is it?
Just fine, Zoe. It's 180 degrees better compared to dealing with customer complaints. I was always worn out at the end of the day. Sometimes I even dropped off at my desk. I'm really happy to be in sales. It's a breeze after all the trouble customers gave me.
That's good. Do you ever demonstrate new models?
Yes, sometimes. The management asked me to, but I turned them down at first. But then I thought, no, I'll give it a chance. It's very interesting once you get the hang of it.
I envy you.
Well, why don't you move to sales too? Should I put a word in for you?
Would you? That'd be great.
Oh, is that the time? Look, I have to hurry. I have a meeting at 2 o'clock and I'd better go now. I'm leaving it a bit late as it is.
Okay. Bye, Linda. And thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
Time out. Say the word. Gary has just graduated from university and wants to start his own business. He has the ideas, the business contacts, the enthusiasm. Everything he needs except one, the capital. The banks won't lend him the money, so he's gone to see his Uncle Charlie to ask for a loan. He explains to his uncle that he will pay back everything within 3 years. I like your plans, says Charlie. I'll lend you as much as you need. Just say the word. He uses this idiom to mean that as soon as Gary wants the money, he will give it to him. Gary need only ask. That's great, Gary replies. Do you think you could let me have the money by next Tuesday? Sure thing, says his uncle. You have my word on that. But I want you to talk to my lawyer, Frank McLowry, first. He will help you keep everything in apple pie order. Okay, I'll go see him tomorrow without fail, says Gary. And thanks again. Gary leaves his uncle's office in a very good mood. He's over the moon, in fact. If everything goes well, he should be able to start his new business next month, knock on wood. It won't be a bed of roses in the beginning, and he probably won't make much money the first year. It'll be just chicken feed, but at least it will be Gary's own business.